Let's come back to this country now, where healthcare workers can reassure themselves with a grim joke. It's what you say if you work in the healthcare industry and there's a recession. Not to worry. People will always get sick. The healthcare industry was strong until recently, adding jobs as other industries cut back. Now there's growing evidence that the hospital industry is not immune. Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
Steve Tringali runs a national healthcare consulting firm in Boston. In his 30 years in the business, he's never seen anything like this.
The recession is clearly hitting hospitals harder this time than it has in the past. The factors which are driving the overall economic downturn have conspired in some ways to almost set up a perfect storm for hospitals.
He says there are four main factors contributing to this storm. First, state budgets are tightening, so critical reimbursements to hospitals are shrinking. Second, as the economy weakens, people are losing their jobs and employer health insurance. Third, people are putting off medical care when they can.
It's been tough on the kids. I can't, you know, throw a ball to them anymore. I can't bend down to pick it up.
Wally Glendie has a bad knee, and he's up for replacement surgery, but he says he can't afford the copays and deductible.
It's just the wrong time to spend money. I mean, it is. If it was better, absolutely, but it's not the time to play around. Not at all. No.
Karen Nelson with the Massachusetts Hospital Association says there's another reason people like Glendie are putting off medical care.
Because the economy is so lousy, patients are deferring elective procedures. They're afraid to leave their job, to be out for 2 or 3 weeks, and then to come back and find a pink slip.
It's not only elective procedures that are down. A recent survey from the American Hospital Association says two-thirds of hospitals are seeing lower patient admissions overall. And this is at a time when they were counting on an older population needing more care. At Tufts Medical Center in Boston, this is all made worse by the fourth and final factor in the storm, the credit crunch. It's harder to get money to build a new wing or buy better equipment. Tufts Medical Center CEO Ellen Zane says the sliding stock market has also hit the hospital's endowment, which funds medical research.
When there are no gains, it's hard to support it. And it means that the clinical part of our enterprise has to, what I always say, is speed up the treadmill.
That means asking employees to do more, even while Tufts cuts back on hiring. Zane has put expansion plans on hold. She's also urging doctors to cut back on travel for their medical research. Changes like these are becoming common at hospitals across the country. Some are even laying off workers, including the venerable Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Healthcare consultant Steve Tringali says medical campuses are going to come out of this recession in worse financial and physical shape.
Hospitals need, you know, new heating systems, new chillers. ORs need to be rehabbed. Buildings need to be maintained, things like that.
Tringali says he thinks most hospitals will find ways to save money without cutting quality of care.
You know, the longer this recession goes, the higher the risk that that starts to become an issue. I don't think it's there right now.
Hospitals could get a helping hand from the incoming Obama administration. The president-elect's transition team says an economic stimulus package might include a boost to federal Medicaid dollars. That's giving hospitals some hope in what otherwise appears to be a weak, bleak 2009. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.